Does it work? Does it produce the result intended? If it produces the result intended, now we can talk about maybe it having some beauty or elegance or style to it, you know, but there's no point in that if it doesn't work. So this is why I have my soapbox about the pursuit of sexual attraction, because it just doesn't work to produce the result that people say they want. You know, it works for what it works for. It makes great babies. Really, you will be attracted to the people with whom you'll make great babies and will continue to survive. That's what it works for. It doesn't work for happiness, partnership, fulfillment, communication, intimacy, all those kinds of things. So what I'm going to offer to you is a different way of approaching this whole business of dating and mating and relationship and all that stuff. And what makes it valid is that it works. That's the only reason I'm presenting it, is because this works. This will get you to the result of happiness and intimacy and connectedness and partnership and generosity and power. You know, that your relationships and even your dating, that the process of dating is an expression of human spirit. So if you're satisfied with the results that the old way gets you, you don't have to do any of this. If you want a different result and you don't do any of this, we'll know you just are full of hot air. That you just say you want something different, but you're not willing to do what it takes. So I'm going to give you the tools to transform dating. You have to use them. To the extent that you use them, you will have the result. It's as simple as that. I wish I could do it for you or wave a magic wand, but I can't. Because human animal is in every cell of your body. And until you don't have a body, you will not be free of instinct. So I won't lie to you. You know, what I'm going to give you is incredibly simple. It's like, duh. Why haven't I been doing this for the last 20 years? It's just so obvious. But it's not easy. It will require courage. It will require honesty, which requires courage. It will require communication, which usually requires courage. It will require self-examination, which can require courage. And you'll have to overcome the two greatest experiences of human animal, that of fear and scarcity. You know how present fear and scarcity is in our romantic pursuits, right? The whole concept of the one. That is a nightmare. If it's true that there's such a thing as the one, we should all just give up. I mean, but everybody's looking for the one.